South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got our second half hour. We're going to continue with the business talk in a little bit. We'll get back to some of those questions Johnny was asking me. Specifically, we'll talk about the private versus the institutional investor in that last part of the show. But right now, we have what may be the most important part of the show for a number of our listeners out there. We've got Tarek Maddox on. Tarek is a local trainer. He's got his degree from FIU in physiology. He's the real deal. He trains folks in town like Frank Gore and other NFL and NBA players that he is not really able to mention. He also helps a lot of the top high school athletes improve their game, get themselves college scholarships. We're going to talk about, with school ending, how you get your kid a college scholarship. Tarek Maddox, how you doing, bud?
Thanks, Jim. Welcome me back to the show. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, T. Now, lots of parents approach you with this stuff. Lots of people, every kid is going to college, a big college, on a scholarship. How do you make sure you focus on the kids that have a chance? How do you tell the difference?
Well, I tell them this right now. They have to do their research early, you know, the more options you'll have. And also note that a lot of scholarships have deadlines early in the fall, you know, so you got to do your research.
Okay. Now, you know, we all read in the paper about these kids that get letters. Do all the kids that go to these schools get letters? Because we're not just talking about baseball, football, and basketball. You help kids in all the different sports. So do they all get letters? Do they all get recruited? Do you go chase the school? What should somebody do?
Not all of them get recruited. You have to take the initiative to take the steps on your own by contacting coaches or trainers or even setting up a visit, even if you don't have a scholarship offered to you, if you have a certain institution that you want to, you know, go to and play baseball or basketball or soccer for. You take the initiative to take the proper steps to go visit that school, meet the coach, and let him know what you're doing. Make sure your games are being filmed so you have some video to speak for itself. You can actually, you know, meet the coach yourself face-to-face, or you can send in some video. And you got to be consistent every, you know, all the time.
Okay, so just like in business, this means pinging the people, keeping in touch with them, keeping in front of their faces,
yes,
getting
always
to know the people at the school. It's just like networking.
Awesome.
I guess I got it. The man said awesome.
That's right.
You are a high-five machine, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, we do a lot of working out, you and I. You've really helped me. I got to say, you're costing me money. I've got to go out and buy a new couple of belts, some new pants.
Hey,
right now, I'm walking around like my friend Bill, who hikes his pants up all the way to the middle of his chest.
I guess that's a good thing. You're losing inches already, Jim.
I'm losing inches from the places you want to lose inches. I don't think you can put inches on in the places I'd like to gain them, but that's a story for another day. So, Tarek, now the people, they've identified that they want to go to a major college. They've started networking that college. They have to get their body in shape. What should they do? Rest, health. Let's say that they don't know a professional trainer. What can they do? What are some tips you can give the parents out there?
Well, I always want to say this. Now, if you have a reputable coach on your team or at your school, you know, take them to the side, give them a phone call, and tell them that you want to take your game to the next level. And you got to take the initiative to always do things on your own, not just with the school or not just with the coaches or trainer. You got to learn what to do, research it, find out what's good for you to do, make phone calls, and go to the field on your own and get busy and get moving. You're not going to become a great player training with other players and with coaches. You're going to become great working out alone by yourself. That's where the motivation gets started.
Well, I'd liken that to business. I find that I work earlier than everybody. I work later than everybody. And I'm the one that works every day on Saturday and half day on Sunday. I'm working alone. I've got my coach. And that's what I'm doing. I'm working every minute to get ahead. I guess that's what Lolly was talking about earlier, about that drive and having that goal and being relentless in your pursuit of it.
That's right. It's about being ahead all the time. You got to be a step ahead of the next guy who's trying to take your spot at that college or that institution that you're trying to go to for free. So,
now, how early should a kid start being positioned? 5, 6, 13, 14? Is the game over at 12?
Well, as soon as he learns the sport, he needs to get moving. Kids work out every day and don't even know it. They're lifting groceries, they're squatting, they're running, they're flipping. So you can always do physical activities with your body to get yourself stronger, to become stronger. Push-ups, potty squats, it's not necessarily a certain age where you should start getting stronger at. You get strong mentally first, then the physical aspect of that. And once you start moving and learning your body, and once you get motivated to become stronger or faster for that sport, and that's what happens.
I know that in my high school years, I built stamina by riding my bike and delivering papers. I know that in my high school days, I built upper body and lower body strength by lifting 40 to 80 pound boxes of meat in the freezer at the deli.
There you go.
To me, that's a place that you can earn money and earn your way into a college. And I got to believe that the guys that are recruiting are looking for the same thing that the academic people are looking at. Not just a silo in athletics, but somebody that's got a broad talents that they can bring to the team. I got to believe that their favorite recruits bring that one intangible called leadership.
That's right. Leadership says it all.
Now, Tarek, how do you help the young people develop leadership?
Well, you got to have a mentor. You know, some people just have it in them, and some individuals learn from others just by watching and listening and mimicking other leaders. So if you know a leader, your uncle, your mom, your dad, be around them. Listen first. Don't speak. Listen and watch them relentlessly, and it will be instilled in you one day or the other.
Now, we've talked about that. We've talked about leadership. We've talked about watching adults. Now, I was not a highly recruited athlete. I delivered papers. I worked in the deli. You know, I tried to play football on the swing shift. The guy knocked the snot out of me once, and that was it for me. You know, I was built for love, not for athletics, I always like to say. But there are people out there that are built for athletics, and people pick them out real young and start to do things with their mind. We'll just call these people, quote, coaches, unquote. How can the parent, or if the youngster doesn't really have a parent or guardian, the young person themselves, figure out who's in it for money and who's in it for them?
Well, as a young student, let me say student athlete.
Yes.
You know, and if you don't have that guidance or that, I mean, you can always call in a coach to help you out, to help you become a leader, or to give you some direction in life, or to college. I know one kid, he picked the wrong college and it almost ruined his entire career. Good thing he transferred just in enough time to still be eligible for that sport. So it's important that you talk to someone who can guide you the right way. Don't try to do it alone. You need help. We need mentors. We need someone that can really show us the ropes on how this college and student athlete thing work.
Now, how can a student or the parents together with the student figure out what sport they should focus on? Because I've got to believe, especially growing up in South Florida, young people are into football, they're into baseball, they're into basketball. My goodness, there's a soccer field on, it seems like, every small lot at this point. I'm even working on a couple to develop them, but that's a story for another day. You know, with all of these different sporting opportunities, and we haven't even talked about tennis or golf or swimming. I mean, I met a guy I'm doing business with now that went full ride to one of the Big East schools on a swimming scholarship. How do you identify which sport to focus on if you're really just a talented, athletic young person?
I mean, to be honest, you're going to know that by your 7th or 8th grade year in middle school. And once you pick that up and you learn what you're good at, what you're the best at, you have to stick with it. I know some students try to be, you know, a 2 or 3 sport athletic student athlete, and it doesn't work. Sometimes it messes them up. When they become a senior, they realize, oh, I should have stayed with track and field. I would have been better. Oh, I should have stayed with basketball or football or soccer. Stick with what you're better at.
Yeah, not everybody's Bo Jackson or Jeff Demps, I guess.
That's right. They only come a dime a dozen, but definitely you want to stick with what you're good at. If you're good at baseball, don't veer away from it. Stick with it. Stay motivated, and you will be okay by the time you become a senior if you're motivated enough.
Now, let's say somebody's got their letter, they've got their ticket punched, and somehow during the summer before they get injured, their things go sideways, they can't go up to their initial sport. How about, you know, going and starting out at a community college and then going on from there? Is that something people can do?
That's an awesome route. That's an awesome route. Most young kids get discouraged. Oh, I didn't go to that Division I school, right out of high school, and and he gets down. I don't want to go to a junior college. It's, you know, all of my friends are at D1s, and my classmates are at FSU or UM or whatever. Don't worry about it. The best players sometimes have to take another route. Like, I know some players, I won't mention that.
I will. Chris Kamen went to Western Kentucky.
There you go. And sometimes
I just know that because they beat the Gators in the tournament one year.
That's right. You got to take a route that's best for you. Sometimes junior college is the best route. It gives you more time to mature. It gives you more time to get stronger. It bring your GPA up if that's a consideration, or if you're lacking your grades, that gives you time to kind of get yourself back in gear, so to speak. And it also gives you that time to think, to you know, put that fire in your butt to make you, you know, a better student athlete or student.
You know, Tarek, if you only had one piece of advice that you could give to somebody that was looking to go and get an education, because it doesn't have to be D1 or D2. It could be Ivy League. It could be community college. You know, what are some of the real, you know, two or three things that somebody should put on the top of their shoes or over by their locker so that they see it when they get up to start at 4:30 in the morning?
You got to keep your GPA up no matter what. If you're making grades, you can make the best grades or the worst grades. If your GPA is below a certain criteria, then you can't go to that particular institution you're trying to get to. So, of course, you have to have a certain GPA. So you write those numbers right above your locker, whether it's a 3.0 or a 3.5, and you do your debt level best to stay above that or right at that. And if you have to do some extra work to keep your GPA up, then you do it. You make it happen.
You know, Tarek, so they're keeping their GPA up. They're getting up at 4:30. They're doing all the right things, eating all the right things. They're hanging out with their coach. They're taking their coach's direction. I guess also it helps if they've gone to a school that's got a coach that's helped some folks get into the pros or get into the D1 or the other schools themselves. So that means that they have the ability to network them. Now, Tarek, if somebody wanted to talk to you in greater detail about this or have you assist them with putting their young person through the paces and getting them all spooled up, how do they find you?
I'm just a phone call away. You can always give me a ring at area code 786-278-5584. Or you can email me at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com. My first name is Tarek, T-E-R-E-K. MAWDOX@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'd like you to give the phone number slowly. I do know that you were a trainer for the Jets. Make believe you were talking to some of those Jets fans and go a little slow for me.
All right, area code 786. Thanks, Jim. 278-5584. If my phone is if it's busy, just feel free to leave a message or keep calling until you get through.
Tarek Maddox, trainer to the star pro athletes, trainer to Jim Fried of Fried on Business. He's there to help you get your young person the free ride that they deserve. Tarek, thanks so much for calling in. We'll look forward to working out with you on Saturday. Keep it tuned to @EspaTrainer. Look for Tarek's tweets and his tips. We'll be right back after this short break. Johnny and I are going to continue with more business talk on Fried on Business after this.